Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, I am enjoying going through Thessalonians with you, Paul's first epistle that he writes. Paul having to care for a church from a distance from Athens through his team, led by Timothy. A church that is under persecution, where people are dying in and for Christ. A church in which we long to see the grace of God do its glorious work in their lives. What an amazing church. A church that Paul rejoices over, that he gives praise to God for, that he prays for, and that he gives these wonderful instructions. Well, now he turns to their question. And here's their question. Paul, when you were here and we came to Christ, you told us that Jesus was coming again. Praise the Lord. Well, Paul, here we got a problem. Because we live for Christ, we have a local government that is putting some of our number to death, and we have some that are just dying. Now, we've got a question, Paul. What happens to people who die before Jesus comes back? The Apostle Paul has anticipated his answer, but now he gives it very specifically. So I want you to follow along with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore encourage one another with these words. Well, the Apostle Paul has made it abundantly clear that, yes, there will be people who die before Jesus comes back. That was true when he began to preach, and it continues to this day, now 2,000 years later. But what about those who die before he comes back, before that voice of the archangel, before that trumpet of God? Well, here's what you know. Those who have died are with the Lord. He not only tells you that in passages like 1 Corinthians and Philippians, but he tells you that right here. And how does he tell you that? Because he tells you when Jesus comes back, they are coming with him. Now, their bodies are still in the grave, but in their intermediate state, before their final state, when they have a new body for a new heavens and a new earth, they're already with the Lord, and they return with him when he comes to bring all things to a consummation. And so we rejoice in that. And then we who are alive when Jesus comes back will be caught up together to be with them in the air, and then together we will be deposited in a new heavens and a new earth. Please note that in the Lord, that there are believers who will be here when the Lord returns. Unbelievers are going to be taken away in judgment. We're going to be left to be caught up to be with the Lord in a new heavens and a new earth. Secondly, please notice there's only one second coming of Christ. Notice it will be known by all. There's nothing secret about it. There's going to be a trumpet of God and the voice of the archangel. Notice also that believers who have died are identified as being asleep in Jesus. Now, what does that mean? What it means is this. When you die and you go to be with the Lord in your soul and spiritually to be with him, your body is yet to be raised when he comes again. And that means that your death he identifies as sleep. Now, that doesn't mean that we have a soul sleep. What it means is that the death of a believer, he uses a euphemism. Instead of thanatos, a radical separation, which is what the word death means, he says asleep. And that means that there is a glorious blessing that you and I don't meet death. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death with Jesus with us. In the meantime, we comfort one another. When a believer dies, we know there's grief, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope. We grieve, and our grief is informed by our hope that Jesus has won the victory, not only over sin, but also over death, hell, the grave, and Satan. So we rejoice in that. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.